Welcome back to another episode of 5 AM Theology. This week's reading was largely about David and King Saul. King Saul is jealous of David and he's trying to take David's life. King Saul is in such a rage at this point in time that he kills all the priests except for one who escapes, and he's hunting David down. David is on the run. He's homeless. He's hiding out in caves. He's gathering an army and organizing them, and right in the middle of all this crazy busy time in David's life, we're told, and David went from there to Mizpah of Moab, and he said to the king of Moab, "Please let my father and my mother stay with you till I know what God will do for me." And he left them with the king of Moab, and they stayed with him all the time that David was in the stronghold. And that's 1 Samuel 22, verses 3 to 4.
Yeah, it's incredible. David puts a hold on everything he's doing, running for his life, and takes care of his aging parents. And just a side note, in case you're wondering why David would take his parents to Moab, David's great-grandmother was Ruth. We talked about her last week, the Moabitess. She was from Moab. And King Saul had waged war on Moab, so David and Moab had a common enemy in Saul. The enemy of my enemy is my friend. That's the old saying.
Yep.
For those reasons, David probably figured his parents would be safe in Moab. But getting back to the point that we're making today, Chris, David took care of his aging parents, even at the most inopportune time. And inopportune time is an understatement.
Yeah.
Taking care of our aging parents isn't an option for the Christian at any time.
No. And we're just coming off the heels of Good Friday. And one of the last things Jesus did while he was hanging on the cross was take care of his mother. John 19, verses 26 to 27 says, "When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, 'Woman, here is your son.' Then he said to the disciple, 'Here is your mother.' So from that hour, this disciple took her into his home."
In Matthew 15, 4 to 6, Jesus blasted the Pharisees because they'd made a law saying that someone could give their money to quote unquote God as a temple offering, even if that money was going to be needed to take care of their aging parents. Here's what Jesus told them. "God commanded, honor your father and your mother, and whoever reviles his father or mother must surely die. But you say, if anyone tells his father or mother, 'What you would have gained from me is given to God,' he need not honor his father. So for the sake of your tradition, you've made void the word of God."
Some other scriptures telling us that we're responsible for taking care of our parents are Ephesians 6, verses 2 to 3, which reminds us of the fifth commandment, honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise that it may go well with you and you may live long in the land. And Rose, to honor something means to prize it or value it. Proverbs 23:22 says, "Listen to your father who gave you life, and do not despise your mother when she is old." And then there's a pretty grave warning in Proverbs 30, verse 17, which says, "The eye that mocks a father and scorns to obey a mother will be picked out by the ravens of the valley and eaten by the vultures."
That is pretty grave.
Mm-hmm.
1 Timothy 5:3 says, "Honor widows who are truly widows. But if a widow has children or grandchildren, let them first learn to show godliness to their own household and to make some return to their parents, for this is pleasing in the sight of God." So, Chris, that's some pretty hefty scriptural proof that it's pleasing to God for us to take care of our aging parents. You and I both know from experience that's not always easy and it's not always convenient, but it is always necessary.
Yes, it is. It is not easy. We've both done it, like you said. We have seen our good friend Kristen take wonderful care of her parents. They were in a nursing home and she still did a ton of running and phone calls and going to the doctor and checking on them, all while working.
And during the pandemic.
And during the pandemic. And we've seen other friends and family members taking care of their parents in all kinds of situations and in different ways. It is a blessing to be able to return the kindness that your parents have shown you to them. But we also need to ask here, what if you didn't have a good childhood? How should you as a Christian try to honor God in regards to your aging parent then, especially if they're unsaved?
Well, honestly, I don't see any different advice for Christians in that position. Jesus tells us to love our enemies, even if our enemy turns out to be a parent. I would say, and I've heard other Christians say, it's an opportunity to show them Christ. Todd Friel from wretched.org, he just said, speaking on this subject, he asked, what might loving our parents like this show to the outside world? And I would add, show to those parents.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot to say about this subject. We could do a really long episode on it. The best advice I would give any adults with aging parents, or any age parent really, is start talking about things. Talk about wishes, talk about end of life stuff, talk about money, talk about living arrangements. There's a lot to think about, but this week's reading showed David stopping everything to get his parents to safety, to take care of them.
Yeah. Todd Friel also asked if parents need to be willing to accept that help which is pleasing to God. It's not the time to be prideful. Accepting help is really hard for a lot of us to do, even when we're not old. But as you get older and realize you're not as independent and you can't do as much, your inclination is to want to say, I don't need help, I can do this, because it's hard to see yourself deteriorating.
It's a tough stage of life to go through on both ends, but it is worth it to honor your parents by taking care of them. King David's relative, like we said, was Ruth the Moabitess, and she is an excellent example for us to follow, the way she took care of her mother-in-law. Her kindness to Naomi was word on the street. Everybody was talking about it. Boaz took that very, very seriously. He started taking care of both Ruth and Naomi as soon as he realized who Ruth was while she was out gleaning in his fields. And we want to be like Ruth. We want to be that woman of noble character.
1 Chronicles 16:11 says, look to the Lord in his strength, seek his face always. There's no better advice than that when it comes to this subject.
Yeah, because we need to look to the Lord in his strength to get through it sometimes. And that's a good place to end this morning. Have a blessed morning, everybody.